Good morning. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. Since Davenport and many cities have postponed or canceled their fireworks this year, many people are buying them to host their own shows at home, and that presents danger to bystanders and those setting off the fireworks. A study from the University of Iowa Healthcare Research Center shows an increase in injuries from fireworks after the state legalized the sale in 2017. That year, fireworks injuries more than doubled to 21, and the injuries were more severe, with 57% requiring surgery compared to just 20% before legalization. The study also found children and teenagers were also more likely to be injured. In Illinois last year, in the week surrounding Independence Day, one person was killed by fireworks and more than 120 were injured. In Davenport and Bettendorf, people will only be allowed to set off fireworks from 2 to 11 p.m. on Friday and Saturday. Despite a sudden surge of coronavirus cases in the Quad Cities, local health authorities say local businesses are not in danger of closing again, at least not yet, but residents should stay vigilant. Joining Thursday's news conference call, hosted by the Rock Island and Scott County Health Departments, was Dr. Ngozi Ezike, the medical director of the Illinois Department of Public Health.
We have created our county-level rating system that turns blue or orange if there's some kind of warning, something going on in your county that you need to be aware of. I'm very happy to report that all the counties in Illinois are in blue and remaining on target.
And she encourages everyone to do their part to avoid another uptick in cases.
So if you do get a call from a contact tracer, please pick up the phone and please share information so that we can isolate and identify additional contacts so that we can nip the transmission in the bud.
And once again, local health authorities are stressing the importance of wearing a mask, washing your hands, and social distancing. State statistics show that black residents in Iowa are far more likely than whites to face the use of force from officers of the state police. Blacks make up about 4% of Iowa's 3.2 million residents, but data show they accounted for 24% of those who had force used against them by the Iowa Department of Public Safety in 2018 and 19. Blacks accounted for a similar percentage of those who were visibly injured or complained of being injured during those interactions. The disparities are found in reports covering 2018 and 2019 on force used by officers with state police agencies. And now that Illinois is in phase four of its pandemic opening plan, the state has issued guidance for swimming pools and water park operators. Here's more from Bill Wheelhouse.
The Department of Public Health says pools, splash pads, and beaches can open up at half capacity. The state's public health director says there's no evidence that the COVID-19 virus can spread in water, but can be transmitted by people while in the pool or standing in lines. Facilities are required to have plans for distancing at water slides and lazy rivers, among other water attractions. The state asks operators to limit groups to 50 or fewer and that both workers and customers should wear face coverings when out of the water. Temperature checks are also required at pools and water parks. A number of pools have not opened for the summer across Illinois. I'm Bill Wheelhouse.
And Chicago officials say people traveling to the city from 15 states with rising numbers of confirmed cases of the coronavirus will have to quarantine for 2 weeks on arrival or face possible fines, and the order takes effect on Monday. To comply, travelers must stay at a single home or dwelling for 14 days, except to seek medical care or be tested. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says that the order is intended, in her words, to preserve the gains Chicago has made. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.